この放送は準一級用です。試験監督者は音量および室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2026年度第1回実用英語技能検定準一級リスニングテスト。ただいまから準一級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一、教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now, we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
Take a seat, Bradley. First, I just want to say that you did a great job on the Parkway project.
Thanks.
But I'm also worried that you've been taking on too much recently. You've been putting in some long hours, and I've noticed you are looking tired.
I have to admit that it's a tough job, but I enjoy the work.
That's great. But make sure you tell me if there's too much for you to handle alone. I can find someone to assist you if necessary.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 2.
How's the new job going, Mackenzie?
I'm finding it hard, actually.
Are things hectic there?
Not really. The workload's probably lighter than in my last job. It's the overall atmosphere that's the problem.
What's wrong with it?
Everyone's extremely competitive, and there's constant tension between teams, especially among the managers.
That sounds tough.
It is. I try not to get involved, but it takes a huge effort to stay neutral.
Question. What does the woman say about her new company?
Number 3.
How's Nicole doing on that report for the vice president, Takeshi?
Well, she's putting in a lot of overtime, but it doesn't seem like she's accomplishing much.
That sounds worrying.
Yes. Last night I found her manually entering data into a spreadsheet. If she'd scanned it, she could have finished everything in just a few minutes instead of spending hours on it.
It sounds like someone needs to have a talk with her.
Question. What does the man imply about Nicole?
Number 4.
Dad, I got my midterm exam results back today.
I did pretty badly in sociology and political history. The other subjects were okay, though.
Have you been studying hard enough? I don't mind you having a part-time job, but your studies must always come first.
It's not the job.
So what happened?
I just thought sociology and political history would be easy, so I spent more time on the other subjects.
Well, whatever the reason, you'd better study hard for the rest of the year.
Question. What does the father tell his daughter?
Number 5.
Ginny, could you come into my office, please?
Sure. Is there a problem?
Yes, there is. I've received several complaints from customers about your attitude. One lady said you told her to go and shop somewhere else.
I did, but only because she was being unreasonable. She wasn't happy with any of the makeup I suggested.
Well, your behavior is just not acceptable. If this carries on, I'll have no choice but to fire you.
Okay. I'll try to do better.
Question. Why is the man angry with the woman?
Number 6.
Hey, Ingrid, have you heard the company's decided to send us on a team-building trip this fall?
Yes, unfortunately.
Why do you say that? It'll be fun.
The boss has asked me to lead the planning committee on top of everything else I have to do. I'm already involved in a huge project with the marketing team.
Just tell her you can't do it.
But that would make me seem unmotivated. I'll just have to do more overtime.
Question. What do we learn about the woman?
Number 7.
Are you going to apply for that accounting job you saw an ad for?
I'm not sure. I have all the qualifications they're asking for, but I've never used one of the software applications they list in the ad.
It's probably still worth applying. How long has the ad been up?
About 2 months.
In that case, they may be willing to be flexible. Plus, I bet you could learn how to use the software pretty quickly.
Question. Why is the woman unsure about applying for the job?
Number 8.
Hello, Pearl Dry Cleaning.
Hi, how much will it cost to clean a down jacket?
Is it filled with real feathers?
It's 80% goose down.
In that case, you're probably better off cleaning it at home.
Really? I thought it was better to get it dry cleaned.
We can do it for you, but there's a risk the dry cleaning chemicals will damage the feathers. You can easily find instructions online telling you how to clean it yourself.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
Number 9.
Hi, Marcus. Can you help me? My car won't start.
Sure. What happened?
I drove to the grocery store yesterday, and it was fine. But this morning, the engine wouldn't turn on.
Did you leave the lights on overnight?
No, but I think the battery is dead. The radio and air conditioner aren't working either.
In that case, you should get a new battery. I'll help you install it once you have it.
Thanks. That would be a huge help.
Question. What does the woman think is the problem with her car? Number 10.
How did the job interview go?
They were professional and friendly, but we hit a stumbling block.
Are they looking for someone with a different skill set?
That wasn't the problem. The position is currently part-time, which is why I applied, but they're looking for a candidate willing to become full-time soon.
And you don't want to do that?
Well, my freelance work is picking up. In fact, I've just gotten some consultation work for 2 finance companies. Besides, I worked full-time for 20 years, which was exhausting.
Fair enough.
Question. What do we learn about the man?
Number 11.
Hey, Janet. I heard you recently retired. How do you like it?
Well, it's nice not to have to go to work every day, but I find I'm getting bored.
You should volunteer. There are lots of organizations that need help.
Actually, I signed up to help at the community center, but I don't think it's for me.
I know you love painting. Have you thought about offering classes to beginners?
That sounds perfect. I'll start planning it this weekend.
Question. What will the woman probably do?
Number 12.
Hey, Irvin. Are you coming to the annual Christmas party at our house? Everyone's hoping you'll bring your homemade cookies.
Sorry, Tomoko. I'm flying to the States to visit my dad.
How's he doing? Is he living in a home for seniors now?
He still lives in the family house. He's good for his age, but since my mom passed, he gets lonely, especially around Christmas time.
He'll be excited to spend time with you then.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too.
Question. What is one thing we learn about Irvin's father?